Tuesday, May 7th. We are very excited you've decided to start your day or listen to the podcast with us here. The Morning Reboot on Q105, the $1,000 payoff, a chance to win that money here, happens around 8:50 this morning. Well before that, tacos and trivia today. Hopefully you save some room for that a couple of days after Cinco de Mayo. We'll get to that. I believe we have Trevor Noah tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Noah tickets for Tacos and Trivia Tuesday. And if you were into the Sonic trailer last week, or if you're interested for that movie, maybe today's theme will fit you well. Also, boy mom things. That's all in our 8 o'clock hour. Before that, paddle full of ladies a little bit after 7:30, where we can get you qualified for our mother-daughter makeover. And Eric's, that's me, hi. The
yeah.
Manic music mix will happen. I had to make these tougher because Floyd's getting better at them after 7 o'clock. And celebrities that stink.
Yes.
Like, people that Floyd thinks stinks. Not like they have no talent. They look like they smell.
They look like they smell.
Okay. That's the show today. The Mike's Pizza and More text line. Text anytime. Text in now. You want to be one of the first texts of the morning, like Dina and Josh and Nick?
As they roll it. Dina, Josh, Nikki, Scott.
419-240-1055. 419-240-1055. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. It is Tuesday, May 7th, 546. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Lloyd Flanderson.
Hello.
Hi.
My dad wanted me to keep him up to date on your pink duct tape bumper sticker.
I'm over it now. Like, you know when stuff happens, you need like that one day to marinate in your own self-pity. That was yesterday. I'm over it now. I woke up today and said, look at my car with character.
I like it.
There we go. Own it. There's really no time for me to actually go take it to get it fixed, though.
So what happened? So,
I'm going to rock that pink bumper till she fall off, I guess.
Let me recap. Somebody hit you the other day, sometime between Saturday night and Sunday at lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
It's now, your bumper is now held up by pink duct tape.
Yes.
So you were going to go get it looked at. You were going to take it to the dealer yesterday.
I was. I called them. So I called them, too. So they know it's going down. Like, well, just bring it in anytime, Mr. Anderson. I go, I don't know when that's going to be. I literally work 13 hours a day. So I was like, okay, I'll get it there when I get it there. And then I woke up today. I was like, F it. I don't care. It's fine. It's just a bumper, I guess. But like I said, when stuff happens, you need that one day just to be like, I hate the world. I'm so mad. And then you sleep on it and you're just like, eh, it ain't that bad. It's cool.
I encourage what you did. And you seem to feel bad. I like to let it, like, let the anxiety and the anger and the frustration just stew in you.
You got to let it happen. Because, like, if like it's like I was, I'm stuttering this morning. What is happening? You just got to, like, I was a biatch yesterday. I could say it. But I was like, I woke up marinated on it. I was like, A, car's not totaled. It's just a bumper. You're not the only one in America with tape on your bumper. And I'm going to own it and then change the tape as my mood changes. I'm in a good mood today, so I'm going to keep it pink. I'm literally going to buy like 3 rolls of duct tape and like change it every month.
It's a
although I got to get it fixed before summer because duct tape does not stick well in humidity.
It's a lease, right?
Yeah, so they'll fix it anyway.
And the dealer, like, so it's covered with a warranty of some kind?
Mm-hmm.
You checked.
I got it. Oh, trust me.
All right, just making sure.
I mean, rocks have hit my windshield. When I used to be a traveling diva.
That's a pretty good warranty you have there.
Mm-hmm. Build that credit. Although student loans started to happen, so that credit went back down.
Oh, you're not paying them?
No, I missed a payment. Just one. I know.
How are they?
I've been doing really good.
How much did they ding you on that for credit? On your credit report?
I'm not sure. I just got a message email the other day saying, you are 45 days late from your payment. I said, I know.
How much do you pay on these things?
I think 120. 120, because I did the automatic withdrawal. Then I was like, ooh, I got to pay other stuff. So I did stop doing that, which is a curse now, because like now I'm like, oh, 45 days later. I'm like, oh, crap.
Did they say whether they're going to report to the credit bureau?
I think they do anyway, but I think they have like 3 months if I don't pay in 3 months, which I'll pay this weekend, which is fine.
Sounds like you're clear.
Yeah, I'm good. I think I'm good. But like I said, I'm an American. Bills will get paid, maybe not on time, but they'll get paid.
549, good morning. It's the Morning Reboot. Eric and Floyd, 419-240-1055. I don't know why I was thinking about this, but I did want to bring it up with you. And again, I think, as in many other ways, you and I will be quite similar in this. And I've thought about this before, but for some reason I gave it a lot more thought, maybe because my dad was in town over the weekend and I was being reflective about relationships. I'm extremely fortunate that I know a lot of, I know I come off as kind of like a curmudgeon and misanthropic and not really liking people. And that's true to a degree. But I'm very fortunate to know a lot of people. I'm very fortunate to know which toxic people to not go near or to keep out of. For instance, one of the things that my dad and I did, and I'll get to the point. This is about best friends, by the way. My dad and I just hung out. Like, I didn't, in the past when he's been here, I've been like, what can I do with my dad? I'm like, he likes to go bowling and he likes sports. So people are like, take him here. And so I didn't overthink it this time. My dad likes watching games. I watched more sports over the weekend than I did the last 3 months. Like, from whistle to whistle. And he said he enjoyed spending time with me and the dogs were helpful. But I never did the grill thing. We went to Lowe's and Home Depot on Saturday. Mm-hmm. But it was so crummy. I'm like, you know what? I don't feel like putting this thing together. And
did you get a grill?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, but when you said put it together, I was like, oh, you got one.
We did go to Michael's because I ordered some prints.
I love Michael's.
So do I. I ordered some prints, three nice like poster, a couple of Van Goghs.
Okay.
And in total, it cost me like $32.
Did you order online or were they in the store?
Yeah. Art.com has some like ridiculous. Oh. I got a nerd out. I got a Daredevil comic book cover that's 3 feet by 2 feet. It's effing awesome.
What's it called? Art.com?
Art.com. Yeah. And they were.
I do like good prints. Go, keep going.
And I wound up cutting one of these up and I was like, screw it. I don't like the way it looks. So we went to Michael's.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I see there? Mandisa.
I know Mandisa. That's my girl.
Yes, you do. Yeah. Yes, you do. And I was very happy to see her because I had not seen her. It's like, maybe because I don't know why I haven't seen her. Oh, she's married now.
Mm-hmm.
So she has a little bit less time. Point is here, like, I'm very fortunate to know a lot of people and I'm very happy that I have those people in my life. It's kind of nice to be able to go places and I don't mind running into people because they're good people. I don't have a best friend and neither do you so far as I know.
A best friend?
Yep.
I have three.
Damn it.
I do.
Who are they?
They're Elijah, Adam, and they go back and forth between the other two, so I'm not going to say it. But I'll say I have two best friends. They are Adam Hintz, who lives in Chicago, and Elijah Jones, who lives down the street.
Okay, because I never hear you talk about them.
Oh. I talk about them all the time. Okay. Like, they're my go-to. Like the bumper incident, poor Elijah. he calm down.
419-240-1055. If you've been listening to the show now as we approach like almost 5 months on the air, can you confirm that Floyd has never mentioned these people on the air?
Oh, I've never mentioned them on the air.
And that's the crazy part. Like, that's why I was like, oh, I don't have a best friend. Neither does Floyd. Another way that we're alike.
Mm-hmm.
No, I feel bad.
No, don't feel bad.
No, I feel awful.
Well, not Elijah. Adam and I don't talk because he's a flight attendant and he's always in the air. And he goes, and he's always back and forth between Chicago, Philly, and I believe he's also stationed in LA. So I talk to him every now and then. Like, he just brought up that he may move back to Toledo just because it's more affordable for people who don't like Toledo. So here's a witness. There's my friend who lives in like two major cities. So it's more affordable and he can just get a hub out of Detroit and still do his same thing, commute back and forth. And I was like, yeah, I'm being selfish. I want you to move back. But I know Josh, don't yell at me. He said, never mentioned. The text line. But
it is a little odd that you have best friends that you've never mentioned before.
But everyone knows them. Like, even
no, not on this show.
I know, but Adam actually went to Las Vegas and saw one of the RuPaul Drag Race girls who I'm friends with, and then she literally was just like, how's Floyd doing? So like, yeah, so like, I have best friends. I just don't really there's nothing that happened to talk about them in the morning.
Okay.
We can have them on air one time if you want to.
I
we have a best friend off. They both know too much about me, probably more than I know myself.
As I was reflecting about not having a best friend, which is mostly fine considering I have a great quantity of people to tap into, you included, I just thought, oh, Floyd doesn't have one. It's another way that we're just alike, but I guess not. So I have a friend named Ashley.
Yes.
And you might find this hard to believe. I've never met her, but we have known each other for maybe since 2004.
Yes.
And we talk every day. And she is truly my confidant with everything of any level of stress in my life. So she's always been my person. And you know what? There are people who have gaming best friends mm-hmm. that only talk on headsets. I have people on Twitter who I have spoken to for years. Mm-hmm. And I had one on a podcast, but we've never met. So I was making friends far away and becoming close to them long before the internet ever made it cool to do it.
Right. And then like I feel like that's how... Remember when the World Wide Web, when they start, when chat rooms and like, that's how people started being friends. She could very well be your bestie in some sorts. Like, I mean, like I said, one of my best friends lives far away. Doesn't mean make him any less of a best friend. We talk via text message and messenger. Yes, Scott, he is. Ha ha, I have talked about him before. He is my old roommate.
Scott's drunk.
No, he's not. Thank you, Scott, from mommy. So, yeah.
You're right. I guess, you know, a best friend doesn't have to necessarily be something tangible in front of your face every single day. It's the role they fill in your life. So mm-hmm. that might make her that. I'll throw one more curveball at you, but you hit the last one. You have another thing that, well, I know you don't have. I know I don't have this. I know we're different in this way. I thought you were going to say one of your best friends was Tiana, your sister.
Well, that's a given. Like, everyone who has a sibling that they're close with knows that that's their... And we've always been close because we've been, I think the term is Irish twins or whatever. We Googled it one day. Because we're so close in age.
You practically fought to get out of your mom's vagina first.
I mean, what did I say the other day? I was like, we shared an apartment together. Our first apartment was Donna Anderson's belly. Like, yeah, everyone knows that Tiana's my best friend. But, like, that's also my sister. Like, I can tell my sister everything, but I can't tell her everything. As with Elijah and Adam, they know everything and they've seen everything. And they're like, for instance, the other night I went out and Elijah was the one who was like, Floyd, you need to go home. And I was like, you don't know what? You're right. I need to go home. Yeah. So, yeah.
She is
my best friend.
I am jealous that I don't have that. We're going to do the age difference thing later on this week. And I don't know how much the age difference between my brother Paul and I has anything to do with our, like, I guess you can call it a little icy at times. Like,
but there's a huge age difference between you and your brother.
8.5 years.
Yeah, but I know people who are like literally just 2 years apart or a year apart. They hate each other.
We don't hate each other.
That's a strong word. No, I apologize. But like,
we have nothing in common.
So like
nothing.
It's kind of just like, that's my brother Paul. That's my brother Eric. Also, I stalked your brother's Facebook page. You guys look nothing alike. Nothing.
The only way you could tell that arguably the only things we have in common are same DNA. We both love dogs and we both lived in the same house.
And share the same
last name. Polar, like we couldn't be more different.
Yeah. Because he commented on one of your posts and I go, I know that last name.
Yeah.
So I clicked on it and go, oh, they look nothing alike.
He, I guess, would have more of my mom's traits.
Okay.
Like the short brownish hair. Mm-hmm.
But I think like the development of my sister and I's relationship, it's just been us three. My mom, until my nephew came along in 06, but like it was just us three. Like when we first moved here, we moved here with my sister and I shared a bedroom. We literally shared a king size bed together that my grandma had in her room until my mom was like, okay, they're getting too old. And we had bunk beds. We literally shared a room until maybe 13.
But it's forged that relationship.
It really has. It's like at night, we would just talk to each other about nothing. And my mom was like, if you two don't shut the hell up. Like, and we would like be quiet and like giggle. Like we just had that close bond relationship. And like, I love my sister. And like, she's one of those people that I'm very fortunate in having the relationship that I have with my sister. Because I see some people who are just like, oh, that's my sister. Oh, that's my brother. I'm like, and I don't get it. I'm like, why? And my mom has always instilled in us since we were younger, you two have each other. Friends come and go, but you two will always, when I'm not here on this earth anymore, I remember her telling us when we were like 9 or 10, I'm like, why are you so dark? But like, as we got older, we understood like, we're going to need each other to lean on. And we've done that more times than we care to probably talk about. And our mom is still here. So like, there's stuff in our life that, keep in mind, when my mom and dad got divorced, we didn't have the words for it. We just talked to each other. I remember in bed one day, we were like, do you miss dad? I go, nah. I was like, 11. I was like, meh. And she was like, well, I kind of miss him. I was like, well, I kind of miss him too. And then as we got older, we're just like, middle finger to the sky.
My dad said the same thing. He always instilled that upon my brother and I. He's like, we're not going to be around forever. My mom isn't. And my dad won't be around forever. So, but I think the biggest reason why we're distant is we don't have anything in common. But I've also been gone since I was 20 years old.
Right. You've been on your grind. Also, back to the point of hand. People always mistake Mendisa for my sister.
I could see that.
We get it all the time.
6 o'clock. Celebrities who smell bad. Next.
Q105 student.
Something tells me he could be on your list. We'll get to that in a second, though. 6:13. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. $1,000 payoff. We'll give you that national keyword around 8:50 today. It's Eric and Floyd. Q105 or Mike's Pizza and more text line. Text the show, 419-240-1055. Just giving a, we'll get to our news and the latest on the Mercy Strike around 6:30 or so. But yesterday we said the Walleye will play at home on Friday night.
I'll be there.
Sunday, Floyd's going. Watch out for a bro on hockey, one of the hockey bros.
I'm totally going to go live. I have no idea what I'm expecting. And then we're sitting behind the goalie. Is that good seats?
I guess.
Oh.
You can taunt the opposing goalie.
No. And also, sorry to cut you off. Happy Teacher Appreciation Week.
Yeah. And Nurses Appreciation Week, too, as the nurses go on strike. They play Tulsa. For whatever that's worth, the Walleye will play Tulsa because I'm guessing they beat Idaho. So go brush up on the Tulsa. I think it's the Tulsa Drillers.
Hold on, cool. That's in Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, Tulsa Oilers. Go brush up on their roster. Find out the goalie names, and then when you get there on Friday, just taunt them.
What's an oiler? I've always wanted to know. There's like
someone who works to drill oil and gathers oil.
That's not intimidating. Neither
doesn't have to be. I mean, yeah, is a walleye intimidating?
Our logo is cute. Can I say that?
Sure.
Sure. I'm going to feel miserable with this game.
No, you'll be fine.
Oh, the walleye's so cute.
6:15, the morning reboot, Q105, 419-240-1055. Celebrities who stink, not people who were talentless or aren't good at their jobs. Many of these people will be. What you said yesterday, we brought up Johnny Depp, and you said he looks like
he stinks. Like, you ever just look at a celebrity, and you're like, if I walked past him, I'm going to hold my breath. Or even people out in public, you're like, oh, I'm not trusting the way you look right now. And you just hold your breath. My sister and I talk about it all the time.
The first, I think of being at the gym, and I'm like, that's not sweat smell, that's BO.
But like, you don't smell them, they just appear to, like, you judge them.
No, I get it. So Johnny Depp.
No, there's a list. I told you, my sister and I, we went shopping yesterday, we compiled this list together, and she was like, oh yeah, that's right. So first on our list, I'm going to name everyone because there's a long list. Kristen Stewart looks like she stinks. Okay. Like in certain paparazzi stills, you're like, she didn't put on deodorant today. She looks just disheveled.
Okay.
This one, we're going to get in trouble for because I find him attractive, but he looks like he stinks. Jason Momoa.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. He looks like he stinks.
I get it. I have all these muscles. I can't possibly lift my arms to put deodorant on.
He looks like he stinks.
Okay, all right.
We had to add this person on the list, Shia LaBeouf. He looks like he could have some BO.
What do drugs smell like?
right. An odor is an odor. I'm not saying like they smell like B-U-T-T. An odor is an odor. Like, you never smell someone, you're like, what is that? I don't even know what that smell. Like, it's not a funky smell, but you're like, okay. I don't enjoy it. Matthew McConaughey. He always looks sweaty and greasy.
Maybe. More like sweat and the smell of sweat and excellence.
Like a gymnast. Like, you're like, oh, you're sweaty, but you just won like 8 gold medals. Yeah. I can deal with this stench.
Yeah.
All right. And then we brought this one up because he released a concert date, Lil Wayne.
I
call him, right? He's like a little cockroach.
I have that story. Yeah, he's going on tour with a big group. We'll get to that. But that's the smell of, like, I've given up.
Yeah.
Like, I've retired. I've done everything I needed to. I don't have to smell good anymore.
It's the smell of scissor.
Yes.
Grass. And feet. That's what it looks like.
We've all been in a room where it's like, you smell that weed? Imagine every single one of those rooms you've ever been in.
Right.
Compound it all together, and that's probably him.
Right. And then, here we go. Listen. We put Dave Chappelle, because like old school Dave Chappelle looked like he would be that person. Also, we looked at a picture of, I don't know if you have this in entertainment, but recently Tiger Woods looks like he sings now.
No.
Yeah, he does.
No, I don't have that story.
You should look at those pictures. He looks very disheveled and like he doesn't care about his smell.
Yeah, well, yeah, he was going through some serious life rough patches in his life.
We had to put Charlie Sheen on this list. He looks like he smells like Natty Light and needles. That said it. And the number one person who smells on this list? Take a wild guess.
I need a hint.
He's white.
Oh, that could be anybody. I don't know.
Post Malone. He looks like he smells like vomit and cologne.
Yeah.
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 We have some honorable mentions.
Okay, who do we have?
Lindsay Lohan.
No.
Yes. Yes, she does. Look at Lindsay Lohan. She looks like she smells like
she lives in
the basement.
She lives at that beach club now, right?
Does it mean she doesn't stink?
I don't think. Where is it? Mykonos?
In Mykonos. Greece? Mykonos?
Nobody there smells.
Yeah. Macaulay Culkin?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And? Wait, who did I go over that one? Oh, 45.
The president?
Mm-hmm.
No.
He looks like he stinks.
No way.
Yes, he does.
No.
Yes, he does.
He's repulsive in a lot of other ways.
He looks like he stinks. I'm going to political. Looks like he stinks.
Like maybe an excessive use of bad cologne. Like
yeah, I mean, like I said, smells are an array. Like sir, I'm not saying like he smells like butt.
Sir, you don't have to use the Dracar anymore. It's not 1984.
No, I'm going
to
throw it back. He looks like he smells like Brute. Every boy's first cologne. Do you remember Brute?
Yeah, the it's little like aftershave, right? Yeah. 6:19 with the morning reboot. An update on the Mercy strike. There isn't much of an update. They're on strike. We'll get to that and more coming up. It'll be
alright. It'll be alright. Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
Yeah.
Just the news you need with the morning reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
6:30. Floyd's got his papers. We've got news. Unionized nurses, technicians, and support staff at Mercy Health St. V's went on strike yesterday amid an impasse over key bargaining issues. Just looking at some funny Reddit memes. I'm the captain now.
I am the captain now. Why you do that to me right before this segment? We gotta be serious!
The late afternoon strike prompted employees and their supporters to hit Cherry Street in front of the Central City Hospital after two bargaining units rejected the employer's last, best, and final contract offer. The two sides, which began negotiating back in July, met Saturday with a federal mediator in an unsuccessful attempt to break the stalemate over health care costs and on-call hours. UAW Local 2213 represents nearly 1,000 nurses. UAW Local 12 represents 900 technical and support workers. Passing motorists offered a stream of supportive honks throughout the afternoon. When I was watching the Facebook Live on 1380 ABC with Sean Hegarty out there, I don't know if they were honking in support or honking against. How can you tell the honk?
I think a honk, it just raises cheers anyway. My thing is, are there like no nurses in the hospital now?
I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
They're going to bring in some nurses from elsewhere. Do I have that in here? Yeah, they've got people on 5-day contracts.
Okay.
That they'll bring in. On Friday, the local unions filed an unfair labor practice complaint against the hospital, alleging that supervisors at St. V's have threatened employees since the last week of April by stating through one-on-one conversations that if a strike occurs, participating employees must use their paid time off and will lose that time if they return to work after the strike ends. Also, the UAW said the employer has intimidated and harassed employees to declare whether or not they would work during the strike. I don't know, and I haven't seen anybody mention how long this is going to last. And I want to make one thing very clear, at least in my opinion. I'm not anti-union, but over the years, especially since the recession in 2008, employers have stacked the deck against labor, unfortunately.
I don't even want to speak on it because I don't want to put my foot in my mouth because I know both sides have an opinion and both sides think they're right. You know what I mean? So I love seeing the support of the strike. I never really understood a strike growing up. Like I was just like, because I've never been in that position, but I understand why they're doing it. but it's just...
Hey, you want what you believe is fair compensation and benefits.
You pay what you're owed. You know what I mean? You got to pay... They're nurses. Like, we need them. Like, work with them. Come on, let's resolve this. Like, one day could be someone's life.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go.
And I think... I say the deck is stacked by employers because they have so much money at their disposal. They can they can wait some of these things out. Now, I don't know if that's applicable to nurses or people's lives are in the hands, or teachers, which there have been so many strikes lately. It's fascinating to watch, but people deserve what they earn and what they work for.
And nurses bust their behinds.
The Lucas County Jail recently acquired dozens of tablets for inmate use, a technology upgrade that'll be used for both streaming movies and connecting those incarcerated with their loved ones and others at home. These 75 devices are now available in the jail's 33 housing modules, and they come at no cost to the county from Global Tellink, a Virginia-based company that specializes in providing telephone and other communication services to jails and prisons. According to Lucas County Sheriff Lieutenant Todd Reed, idle hands are the devil's workshop. Why not keep them occupied? Why not keep them connected to their support system? The devices allow for watching networks like ESPN, listening to music, completing Bible study, researching legal cases, and texting loved ones. Each module has one tablet that can be taken into an individual cell, and all pictures are screened by the GTL, the Global Tell Link. The rate is also 5 cents per minute for media such as movies and music. It totals $6 for a two-hour film. A securely mounted wall unit allows for the ordering commissary goods and services.
I just rolled my eyes at this story.
How come?
They're in jail, prison. You don't get luxuries. That's a luxury. You know that. You know, if you would have read the story without putting the words jail or prison, this would have been someone giving a tablet to their five-year-old calm them down, to occupy them. No, you did a crime. Occupy your time in another manner. Get a book.
This does fall more in line with...
I just got so mad right now.
This does fall more in line with the rehabilitative aspects of what these jail cells were for long, long ago.
Well, maybe, I'll say it this way in a more sensitive way. Maybe the degrees of the crime. You know what I mean? Yeah, maybe if you're not in there long term.
Right. If you're okay. Like a low level offender.
Yes. But like the way I read that, I was like, oh, you ain't going to murder like a whole family and then you get a tablet.
Right. Then you can sit and watch ESPN.
Right. Not cool.
I agree. There is some nuance missing here. I don't know if you saw this story last week, but the Elmore mayor got into a fight and probably beat somebody up, facing a misdemeanor assault charge.
I saw that picture.
Based on accusations, he punched another guy in the face. Matthew Damschroeder is charged with assault, according to the Ottawa County Municipal Court records. His attorney entered a not guilty plea to the charge, and a pretrial hearing is scheduled for June. At about 9:38 on April 28th, the Ottawa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the 300 block of Jackson Street in Elmore. Officers made contact with the victim, John Kaler, whose picture you probably saw, whose face was bleeding and knuckles were cut. They got into some kind of fight after they were asked to leave a bar where they were socializing and drinking. Kaler told police that once outside, Damschroeder punched him twice, knocking him to the gravel. At about midnight, officers made contact with Damschroeder and questioned him about the incident, the report shows. Damschroeder told police he had an argument with Kaler but denied getting into a fight. Looks like
I saw that picture. Something went down.
Right, right. I mean, it's not a fight, I guess, if one person doesn't swing back. But, yeah, that guy was in some pretty brutal shape. Across the nation, businesses are showering educators and nurses. That's the irony of this whole strike. Mm-hmm. With freebies and discounts for Teacher Appreciation Week and National Nurses Week when they show their work IDs. For teachers, Tuesday is the biggest day, is the biggest deal with National Teachers Day. And Chipotle is a buy one, get one free starting at 3 o'clock. Nurses Week officially goes through May 12th, which was the birthday of Florence Nightingale, the founder of modern nursing. They're special offers throughout the week for both professions, but dates and participation can vary by location. To be on the safe side, check with your closest location. And I guess Wendy's is bringing back their spicy nuggets because it got 2 million retweets. Which was like,
I saw their little tweet because I follow them.
That was like the easiest get in the world. That was totally wasn't it happening. Yeah. An executive from Los Angeles is expected to plead guilty today to conspiracy charges for paying nearly $500,000 in bribes to Rick Singer, the mastermind of the National College Admission Scandal, to get his son into Georgetown University. Stephen Sempervivo an executive at Cytocorp, would become the third parent and eighth overall defendant in the Varsity Blues scandal to plead guilty in court. Another 11 parents, including Felicity Huffman, have agreed to plead guilty and have hearings later this month. So, as I was wondering, the less famous but probably more rich parents in this scandal's names are slowly coming out.
Okay, so, as you, I'm going to Google this. So, a semester at Georgetown is $50,000.
Mm.
They paid $500,000 to get their kids in.
To pay that.
I have no words.
The rich.
I have no words. I'm like, 4 years doing the math. You like literally doubled what your tuition would have cost.
Is it $50,000 a semester or a year? It might be a semester. Georgetown is extremely prestigious.
Whatever, still same diff. Like, that's ridiculous. Mm.
The richest of rich people problems.
Girl, here I am trying to steal a Diet Faygo. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just to have that money just to be like, just to have it.
How many bumpers for a Ford Focus can you buy for $400,000?
Girl, I have a cousin that can make me a new bumper for 50 cents.
Do you have a Ferrari bumper on your car? No, right. Man, I got a Ferrari.
Exactly.
6:39 with the morning reboot. Royal Baby is without a name, but not for much longer. We'll get to that and some Met Gala things from yesterday before 7 o'clock on the morning reboot. Text the show, the Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. I knew you were trouble when you walked in. 6:52, good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric and Floyd are brought to you by Mike Buck. State Farm in Sylvania, hashtag some pig. You know who that song is about?
Being in trouble?
Harry Styles. Mm. Who wore an interesting shirt last night.
Yeah, he did.
To the Met Gala. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes. First, the royal baby hath arrived. And almost everything about Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan's royal baby boy money was a departure from recent royal birth traditions. From the palace pre-birth planning to the location of the birth to the over-the-moon exultation of the Duke of Sussex, who was so happy he came out and answered questions from the media. Baby Sussex himself is, well, he doesn't have a name, is unlike any previous royal baby. For one thing, he's half American, as the child of the former Meghan Markle, 37, the divorced biracial ex-actress born and raised in L.A. Boy, that's longer than, like, Daenerys Targaryen.
That's a lot. And also, I think she had a female doctor, too. As with tradition, it's normally, like, a guy picked by the queen.
Seventh in the line to the throne. He's the first royal baby from the Sussex line born in hundreds of years and the first baby born into the royal family ever to be acknowledged to have part African descent. He wasn't born in London. We don't know precisely where he was born. The palace declined to answer a direct question about that from USA Today, but he could have come into the world at Frogmore Cottage. That is a real place. It sounds like it's from Lord of the Rings. Harry and Meghan's newly renovated home on the Windsor Castle Estate, about 25 miles west of London. The palace birth announcement said Meghan and Harry and Meghan's mother, Doria Ragland, visiting from L.A. for the birth, were all at Frogmore Cottage. They also wanted to keep this private, but things changed. Weeks before the birth, Harry and Meghan announced they intended to keep the birth private, at least initially, and would pose for photos with the baby a few days after the birth on the Windsor Castle grounds. So it was a surprise when Harry appeared at the at Windsor Castle before TV cameras and was absolutely elated.
Meghan and myself had a baby boy early this morning, a very healthy boy. Mother and baby are doing incredibly well. It's been the most amazing experience I could ever possibly imagine. How any woman does what they do is beyond comprehension, but we're both absolutely thrilled and so grateful to all the love and support for everybody out there, from everybody out there. It's been amazing, so we just wanted to share this with everybody.
And what about names? You still thinking about names?
Still thinking about names, Alan. It's the baby's a little bit overdue, so we've had a little bit of time to think about it, but we're still that's the next bit. But for us, I think we'll be seeing you guys in probably 2 days' time as planned. As a family, to be able to share it with you guys and so everyone can see the baby.
One of the reasons they wait is to let the Queen know the name first.
Okay, I was about to say, is that a British thing? Because I feel like my sister found out she was pregnant month one and was like, if it's a boy, it's this. If it's a girl, it's that.
They have to know the name, right?
They have to. Like, That baby been brewing for 9 months, and not one name has crossed your mind?
He, when I was watching that, he did kind of look away.
He knows.
When he got asked that question.
Right.
So I would think he knows, but I don't know the protocol for this. Do you want to take a stab, at least like the first letter of the name?
W.
You're thinking William?
No.
Wallace?
Winston.
I'll go L.
L? Okay. All right.
I was thinking like Louis. But it could also be like Larry.
But I'm thinking like their Lawrence. Kids. Like the other ones are like George, Charlotte. We know it's not going to be a Jamal or Hakeem, y'all. So just give that out your brain right now.
It could be like a double name. Like a hyphenated. Like Winston Jamal.
No, don't you dare.
So we'll find out more on Wednesday. The Met Gala kicked off Monday, and it was themed with camp, and Lady Gaga was perfect with this. She hit the pink carpet to its fullest in long golden eyelashes and a huge fuchsia dress. Then she peeled off layer after layer until she was down to bra, panties, and fishnet stockings. I always forget about this until it happens.
And that's how you do camp.
Yeah.
A lot of and I post this on my Facebook page and on my Twitter. A lot of celebrities miss the mark. A simple Google search. And you know who else also, if we're talking about the theme being camp, who won the red carpet? I have a list. But people hated it because it wasn't high fashion. But freaking Katy Perry gave you camp.
Oh, I didn't see it. Okay. I didn't see her.
She came out as a chandelier.
Okay.
And then when she went inside the gala, she changed and was wearing a hamburger. Like, that is camp. Like, it was rhinestone. It was still high fashion. She legit was a cheeseburger. And people was like, this is cheesy. Hey, do a simple Google search of what camp is. It's cheesy and tasteless.
When I think of camp, I think of the 60s Batman show.
Yes! Like, just corny.
Brandon Maxwell, who created the reveal, helped Gaga navigate the stairs at the Museum of Art. And she posed with large umbrellas. And Maxwell continued to undress her further. She had a pink dress like Marilyn Monroe's. Gentlemen preferred blondes. It was certainly lots of moments. She was a hard act to follow. Serena Williams tried. As one of the hosts with Gaga, she did her best in a neon yellow flowing gown adorned with leaves and Nikes on her feet. For the 71st of the fundraising galas, camp. Notes on Fashion is the theme, and it was inspired by the seminal 1964 essay by Susan Sontag, in which she describes the phenomenon as something that shan't be talked about. To talk about camp is to therefore betray it. Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes were there, and they made their public debut as a couple. They didn't say much, but they were definitely there together. As we mentioned a couple of weeks ago with a source, when they can spend time together, they do. When they're busy and they can't, they don't. They're two adults who enjoy each other's company and have for a long time. And as more and more people started to pile on her UT commencement speech the other day, she didn't care much. She looked great in a purple dress that was kind of 3D and reflective. Some others of note, Jared Leto was there carrying a head of himself. Zendaya was dressed like a Disney princess. And Harry Styles and his ex, Kendall Jenner, reconnected. They were friendly. And Harry Styles wore a blouse that exposed, that was sheer, and you could see his nipples.
I got very Bowie vibes from it. David Bowie.
Yes.
Very, like, new age, reincarnated David Bowie. Like, I wasn't I lived this life, y'all. I didn't find it tasteless. I actually liked it. I actually liked the way men's fashion is going. It's not just suits and ties anymore.
Everything is in play for the Met Gala.
But not even that, but, like, everything's so fluid. Like if he would have wore that maybe 5 years ago, we wouldn't be like, ooh. But, like, now we're just, like, everyone's embracing, like, this new age fashion, and I love it. I wish I could pull it off, which I had the money to do it. But, like, it was tasteful, and I loved it. I loved the whole look. It was like a romper, too. Like, it looked good. I don't care. I know people are going to be like, ugh, but do you, boo? You was there. I wasn't.
Celine Dion might have been the most memed of the night.
Mm-hmm.
She looked like Thor's sister in Thor Ragnarok. She had a very elaborate headdress that she said she'd like to wear all the time.
She stole. her and Billy Porter, but Celine Dion stole the looks for me. Like, she gave me, for those of you guys out there, I'm dating myself. If you ever seen the movie Victor Victoria, she was channeling that vibe of Julie Andrews with the headpiece and the rhyme. Look, oh, I'm just getting my gay life right now. She slayed the carpet. I don't care. Everyone was talking about Cardi B. She looked like a big old vagina rug, but I'm just saying, Celine Dion. Gay claps.
Maybe a little
slaps. Oh, like, she was everything.
Maybe a little Maleficent, too.
Oh, I can see that. I can see that. Oh, she.
It was a fun night. 7:01 with the morning reboot on Q105, brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. All right, Trevor Noah tickets. Not yet. That's shortly after 8 o'clock with Tacos and Trivia Tuesday. Next, Eric's Manic Music Mix. Maybe tougher than ever. We'll find out. You want to add him to the list?
Yeah, old weekend. Not new weekend, but like old. We had the, what'd they describe his hair as? Like chicken tender hair?
Like someone made it look like a parrot? Like some exotic hair?
It was bizarre.
If you're just tuning in, welcome to the show. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. 7:14 on Q105 at an hour or so ago. Floyd debuted his list of celebs who stink. Or celebrities or famous people who look like they might have a certain odor about them. And if you want to go back and listen to that, please get the podcast. You can text Eric to 419-240-1055. Text Eric to that. You'll get a podcast link, and we will have today's podcast episode posted around 10 o'clock this morning. We usually do this earlier in the show. We start at around 6 o'clock or so, and then we try, Floyd, and you help Floyd, try to get through these songs as we move on. We have not played this until now. Eric's Manic Music Mix for today. There are five songs, and I think I've made this more challenging. You know your music as well as anybody I've ever encountered.
The music was my first friend.
There are five songs. They're all hit. They were all hits at one point or another. Very popular songs. I need you to identify all of them in a row.
However, each one, there's one that I haven't been perfect. There's like for the past three times we've done this, there's been that one song that has literally threw me for a loop. It has taken me, was it 2 hours last week? I couldn't figure, it was Chandelier, but no, it was Sia, No Cheap Thrills, or that, whatever.
The Greatest.
The Greatest, yes, yes, yes.
And then you missed Ari, Side to Side.
Oh, let's not bring that up. I'm so mad at myself about that.
419-240-1055, our Mike's Pizza and More text line. If you'd like to help Floyd identify this.
Oh, you hateful man. Okay. Do it again.
Oh, you want it again?
Yeah.
But that's too easy.
The first one is, I tell you to leave, but I can't love you and I. It's Taylor Swift.
Been a few times. You got that James Dean
style.
There we go. I can't think of the name of the song. Oh, I know the last.
I tried to take like the breakdown parts of the song or the bridge, whatever. I don't know musical definitions. I apologize.
Second Sucker?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't think you'd get that one.
And the fifth one is Jay Sean.
Wow. All right.
So here we go, though. Here we go. Third and fourth got me because they blend together so well.
Yeah, they do.
They do, and it sounds like one cohesive song, and I can't figure it out.
I thought those two would be the easier ones. I mean, I thought the only difficult one would be Sucker, but I tried to take hard-to-identify parts of these songs. And I don't want to make it impossible. I just want to make it challenging. If you've got a guess, 419-240-1055. By the way, while you think on that, I watched Game of Thrones yesterday, and I didn't catch the part with the Starbucks cup, but it's totally legit. It's there.
Is it that big of a deal? Like, people are they're up in arms about it.
Can I tell you what irritates me about it?
Please, because I don't get it. I'm just like, you guys, it's a cup. Calm down.
I want to do a topic later on this week, like your biggest work mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. I like that.
I have an almost historic one. Here's what bothered me about it. So there are two more episodes left.
Mm-hmm.
And as there's usually 10 episodes in a season. There was less last year, but the episodes are long. They've been like 90 minutes, and I think that the last two will be nearly 90 minutes as well. It's I was reading a story that, like, people are constantly leaving. Like, they're on set for hours and hours and hours. So, right. So they drink coffee, obviously, mm-hmm. to keep themselves awake. So it's not uncommon for things to be left around. But it's kind of symbolic of how myself and many others have felt this season has gone, where the farther they've gotten away from the books, the less... the poor job they've done of respecting the fantasy aspects of
right.
the show.
Okay.
And more so, they've really rushed this season. And it shows, like, okay, so if someone was careless enough to leave a cup of coffee from Starbucks or someplace mm-hmm. on the set, in the shot, and there are dozens of eyes, no matter right. how many hours a day you work to shoot and then edit and all this stuff, it's carelessness, it's laziness. It's somebody working too fast. It's missing details. And that's kind of been emblematic of this season. They've been steaming through everything for a show that is renowned.
I will say, yeah.
For the slow burn of things, this season has been anything but.
But could it be one of those situations, and I'm going to do it as a fresh-faced, minded graduate of 2 years ago. Could it be one of those things that, think of when you lose something, and it's right in front of your face, it takes another pair of eyes to come in and be like, it's right there. Could it be like these people are just looking at the same thing over and over and no one caught it? However, in that respect, they have the budget. Why don't they just blur it out in the editing room?
I mean, there's dozens of people there. There were sets and sets of eyes to do editing and post-production.
Best example, they're revamping Sonic. You know what I mean? People are like, I don't like the way Sonic looks. The DJ, the director's like, oh, we'll change the way Sonic looks then for you. That movie's done. So no one like in the production studio was like, ooh, what's it called? It's coffee's on the table. Well, let's blur it out. They couldn't have done that? You know what I mean? Like
HBO and I guess the producers try to make a joke of it. There's like, it is a mistake. She meant to order tea, not coffee.
See, that's funny, but still, there's people so mad about it.
There are some good memes, though. I know, yeah. I know. It's just been like a lazy, lack of detail season. Let me give you this again. You did get Lord. Style Sucker, blank, blank, Jay Sean and Lil Wayne down. Once more.
Oh, the fourth one. I know that. We play it all the time. Dude. Oh, man. Let me marinate on it.
Okay.
People help me. Normally, there's people like coming in. They're like, boom, 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 boom. I mean, 75% of the time, we're wrong together, but we're wrong together. There's no wrong guess, people.
We usually hammer this thing around 6 o'clock when I believe less people are commuting, but now people are probably in their cars, and it's causing all kinds of accidents.
No, don't. Wait till you get to your... Soon as you get to your work parking lot, text me what you think they are. Tell your boss you're going to be like 2 minutes late coming in. And if you need someone to write a note, I will.
Shortly after 8 o'clock, Trevor Noah tickets to Tacos and Trivia Tuesday. But a panel full of ladies is on the way. We'll get you qualified for our mother-daughter makeover. Let's talk a little bit about Mother's Day and things to do in the summer. Coming up. Q105. 7:34, good morning, the morning reboot, Eric and Floyd, 419-240-1055. To be on our panel full of ladies, you can call now, 419-240-1055, our Mike's Pizza and More text line. Before we grab...
Mackenzie
and you, if you call now, once more, the Matic Music Mix.
Play that one more time. I'm gonna get that third one before the fourth one.
Style Sucker, don't know down.
It's a breath that doesn't count.
It's part of a song.
Oh, how dare you?
That's what makes it mad. 419-240-1055. And then before we grab Mackenzie and you for our panel full of ladies, I was just looking at more pictures from the Met Gala last night, and I saw a picture of Odell Beckham Jr. Did you see him?
I did not.
He wore a black baseball hat, a tuxedo with the sleeves cut off, and instead of the tuxedo pants, he apparently wore a black skirt.
A kilt?
Looked more like a skirt, but yeah. Hi, Mackenzie. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to have you on with us. Do you know any of the songs in the music mix?
Oh, no. I've been trying to figure it out, but I have no idea what those middle ones are.
It's a kilt?
It's a kilt.
Looks like a skirt.
It's pleated.
All right, Mackenzie. Mackenzie is 21, BG single, no kids. All right, you don't get the... Well, wait a second. I'm guessing you have a mom, correct?
I do have a mom.
You have a good relationship with her?
Yes, we're super close.
What do you think, and this is your first official panel full of ladies question, what do you think would be the ideal Mother's Day gift for her?
Well, hopefully she's not listening, but I got her a shirt that says mom on it, and then it has, like, in script all of our names, like my siblings and my name, and... like, established in 1997, so aww. I thought that was fun. She loves that, like, really cheesy type stuff.
I like it, and that would have been good for the Met Gala last night.
yeah.
Kind of a sad question, and Floyd, you can answer this too if you want. Mackenzie, when in life have you felt most alone?
That's hard. Probably just, like, throughout college at different times as it's gotten, like, super stressful and stuff. It generally gets, sometimes you're just like sitting in your dorm like, what am I doing kind of thing.
Okay. Floyd?
I'd say right after high school and everyone like graduated and went their own separate ways. It was kind of like, oh, everyone's gone. Because you get that dose of reality real quick.
Yeah, as soon as everyone starts moving away, it's like, oh, wait, where am I going? I'm going to BG.
Exactly. I stayed at Toledo and then went to school in Detroit, so don't worry.
The next question is about graduations. Mackenzie, so do you go to BGSU?
Yes, definitely.
What year are you in?
I'm a senior, so I'm graduating in 2 weeks.
Congratulations. You could call back answer this question in a couple weeks if you want, but which of your graduations was most memorable?
I think this one is going to be the most memorable just simply because, like, I have somewhere to go afterward and, like, make something out of my life versus going and just, like, continuing my education. So I would assume college graduation is going to be the most memorable.
I hope it is. I hope it is. Yeah. Like, middle school and high school were no big deal for you?
Yeah, not so much.
Okay. All right, last question. What summer excursion or festival are you most looking forward to?
So I'm going to Alaska in June, and I'm really excited because it's my last state out of all the 50 states. My mom wanted to take all of my siblings to all 50 states, and I'm graduating college, and she was like, if we don't do this now, we probably never will. So I'm super excited. We're going on a cruise up there.
That's awesome. Much better than the old West End Festival. And even the gas.
I guess so.
How did your mom get you to all 50 states? That's pretty incredible.
We started when I was about in fifth grade, and we did, like, road trips. We did 26 states in 16 days.
Nice.
And then we went to Hawaii a couple years ago with my entire extended family. And, yeah, it's just been pretty crazy, but I've been so excited and blessed to be able to do that.
Which states really sucked?
Honestly, like, driving through the top part of Texas is, like, horrible.
Isn't it There's awful? Nothing. It's awful. Yes.
There's nothing going on there. It's just desert everywhere and not fun.
Which state happily surprised you?
I'd say Washington and Oregon. They're just, like, absolutely beautiful. And I think we hear a lot about how it's just, like, pouring rain every day and so, like, depressing up there. But it was actually, like, easily one of the best trips I've been on. Like, there's the beautiful coast and beach, but then there's also, like, incredible hiking and rainforests. And those two states are really, really incredible.
And you said Oregon, not Oregon.
Yeah. People in college always make fun of me for saying Oregon, so I've had to, like, switch over the past 4 years.
You're a bright girl that you can, you know, like, stop your brain from saying that, from state, from city. Good for you. Mackenzie,
I tried to.
Hold on 1 second. We'll get you qualified for our mother-daughter makeover. 7:39 on the morning reboot.
I know that song. I'm actually going to go down this rabbit hole like Mackenzie. I've been to a lot of states, too. I don't know how many. Because I'm an Army brat. I want to know. I haven't been to all 50.
Arkansas?
But yes. I know I'm in, like, the 40s. I'm going to do this on our break.
Okay. 7:40 with the morning reboot. Met Gala. More about that before 8 o'clock. Also, Gail's coming back. And there is... There is no friction, although they made it out to be. We'll get to that before 8 o'clock.
Q105.
7:52. Good morning, the morning reboot. It's Eric and Floyd on Q105, our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. Entertainment news in just a second. First, more of this. Style and then Sucker, then Blank and Blank and Down by Jay Sean and Lil Wayne. Nothing? Stuck? Stumped?
Because the third one is a breath. And then it bleeds. See, but play it again. And I'm not, because I won't get it. But I'm just, it's like a, and then, and like they blend seamlessly.
Somebody knows. The royal baby is here. We'll get a name tomorrow. And lots of new things with this one, including Prince Harry excitedly speaking to the media before he really had to.
Myself had a baby boy early this morning, a very healthy boy. Mother and baby are doing incredibly well. It's been the most amazing experience I could ever possibly imagine. How any woman does what they do is beyond comprehension, but we're both absolutely thrilled and so grateful to all the love and support for everybody out there, from everybody out there. It's been amazing. So we just wanted to share this with everybody.
And what about names? You still thinking about names?
Still thinking about names, Alan. The baby's a little bit overdue, so we've had a little bit of time to think about it. But we're still. That's the next bit. But for us, I think we'll be seeing you guys in probably 2 days' time, as planned. As a family, to be able to share it with you guys and so everyone can see the baby.
Another media visit tomorrow. Once they tell the Queen the name, we'll find out. The baby.
The baby, which his name is Winston Jamal.
Winston Jamal.
Of Sussex.
Media royalty here. The CBS This Morning co-hosts were on hand Monday for the 2019 Matrix Awards. Nora. This is between Nora O'Donnell and Gail King. Nora, you would like this, I said. The friction between Nora and Gail is fiction, King proudly told her colleague of a previous statement she made. Hashtag, hashtag, hashtag. When asked why the media is seemingly embracing the rumors that they dislike one another, King responded, because we're women, that's why. This never happens to men. When men, if there are two men and one goes the other way or things change, even if the man is going home, sitting at home, picking the lint out of his navel, we're making calls or trying to find a job. No, nobody ever says, oh, so-and-so and so-and-so. Nobody ever says that. They only say it about women. O'Donnell chimed in, stating the pair had worked all through through all manners of difficulties that make this non-controversy pale by comparison. I talked to Gail immediately after the story, and she said, Nora, we will have the last word every day. And we spent every day shoulder to shoulder on CBS dealing with a lot of stuff. Not only the news we cover, but the stuff that's happened at CBS. Then they broke into a rendition of Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder's Ebony and Ivory.
Ebony and Ivory. I do like they do have really good on-air chemistry, but I mean, they do only do it to women. They really do.
I think that there's some male beefs.
No, see, you say male beefs. Yeah, that's fine. But when they do it with women, like, oh, they're at each other's throats. Gail King stormed off set while Nora was in her room having a fit. And you're like, no, they may have had a disagreement and separated. That's why I like watching The View, because I'm just like, these women clearly hate each other. But they're professional and they do their job. You know what I mean? So I'm like, whatever.
Maybe because I follow a lot of like sports stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I see and like sports media stuff. Like I know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. We all generalize too much. I'm looking forward to this tour and I hope we get more music from it because, okay, time. Let me retract that.
If you're seeing my face right now, my nostrils literally just flared up over this whole room.
I would like the music for one reason. So Lil Wayne and Blink 182 have announced a co-headlining tour. The North American trek begins this June and stretches through September. Joining them on tour are Welsh pop punk outfit Neck Deep. To celebrate the tour, Blink and Wayne did a mashup of What's My Age Again and a Millie. By the way, the key dates for us for this tour: June 27th in Columbus, July 16th in the Cleveland area, and September 10th at DTE up in the Detroit area. Here is a bit of the song. If I didn't clip anything out of here that I should have, let me know, okay?
Tough of that Nigerian hair, my criteria compared to your courageous isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease, like a menstrual bleed through the pencil and me on the sheet of the tablet in my mind, cause I don't write my issue like
stop. Oh my God.
it gets kind of worse. No.
Are they trying to do like Jay-Z and Linkin Park?
Yes, that's why I'm excited.
That was genius, though. It like, was. That was good. That.
Maybe it'll get better?
That mashup called me a racial slur. Ugh, I'm offended. Get away from me. I'm like moving away from the microphone. Like it's producing the sound when I should just take my headphones off.
I'm okay with
that.
I'm okay with the Wayne part, but Mark Hoppus, who's a fun follow on Twitter, his voice sounds weary.
You're okay with the Wayne part?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of his, but I'm okay with that. And again, I'm hoping that we get the Jay-Z Linkin Park. You're right. There's no other word to put it but genius. And besides like Numb Encore, the big song from that project, there are other mashups that those two did on that album that are just as good, if not better than that song.
They're H to the Izzo. I can't think of a song is mashed up with that song. I actually have that whole album.
It's
I'm going to go down that rabbit hole when we get off go on break.
It's a masterpiece. I don't think she minds because, you know, the only thing that matters is a healthy pregnancy and a healthy baby. But Amy Schumer gave birth as well. I guess you don't want to, I don't think you want to have gotten married the same day that Harry and Meghan did, nor give birth around the time they did because
didn't
you're overshadowed.
Didn't she do that though?
What?
Didn't she get married around the same time they did? I think she got married like a week beforehand. Because she had, like, the beachside wedding, and I think the royal wedding was, like, that weekend.
They tied the knot in a surprise ceremony in Malibu in February of 2018, so maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, they totally did.
I remember when Harry and Meghan got married, I think it was a Saturday, and there were, like, countless other weddings that I saw on Instagram. I'm like, oh, no one's paying attention to you today. But Amy Schumer and Chris Fisher, our parents, she gave birth. And he's a chef, by the way. She gave birth on Sunday, May 5th. Schumer revealed the news via Instagram yesterday, posting a photo of herself and Fisher with her new addition. 10:55 p.m. last night, our royal baby was born. They tied the knot in that surprise ceremony in Malibu in February of 2018 and announced Schumer's pregnancy in October of 2018. The following month, she revealed she'd been hospitalized with a pregnancy complication that I can't pronounce, but it was characterized by severe nausea.
That's it. Her and I believe Jessica Simpson went through the same type of lightheaded, dizzy. Like, it's not morning sickness, it's like all day sickness where, like, one slight movement and they're like, oh, they're down for the count. I know exactly what she's talking about.
Our Mike's Pizza and More text line, if you can help Floyd with this, 419-240-1055.
That riff, that. I know that fourth one. I know it.
Can you help Floyd with this too? Tougher than Nigerian, hear my criteria compared to your courageous isn't fair. I love the guitar riff though.
It sounds classic. You know what it sounds like? It's I feel like if they made a cockroach musical, that would be the song that they're going to the refrigerator.
The Mark Hoppus part. Listen now.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah, it's Blake.
Oh, he's not giving it his all.
I mean, it's
is that What's My Age Again?
Yeah.
It's that's what he needs to be sounding like. Remember when the boy, well, they were considered a boy band. Look, like those rock bands.
That song came out in 98 or 99. It's 20 years old.
That's when all the, like, that's before emo was emo, and they all sound like they were crying.
Do you remember? I think it was All the Small Things.
The Small Things.
They made fun of the Backstreet Boy videos.
Yeah, and they're like, because they're in the hangar, and they had the airplane. Well, that makes me sad now.
That you're old?
No, that he wasn't giving it his all, and you're going to announce this tour date, and you're going to let Lil Wayne outshine you on your song?
Or he couldn't?
Ooh, play it one more time. I think I have a clue. Someone just sent me a text.
Oh, well, the other half of that song is a Millie.
Is the third one? I hear it now that you say it, but we're going to be totally wrong. Hello by Adele?
No, it's not.
Ah!
Tacos and Trivia Tuesday for Trevor Noah tickets next.
Q105 Studios.
8:14. Good morning. The morning reboot. It's Eric and Floyd. Be ready to call in just a minute as we try to give you some Trevor Noah tickets. Mike's Pizza and More text line 419-240-1055. Hi, Jessica. Jessica got the fourth song. She's
did she text you?
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't get it?
Well, she didn't text it. She sent a message to our Facebook page. She got it.
Oh, I didn't even see it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't want to look at it. Play it again. I'm going to try to get it.
Oh, you're killing me, boy. You're killing me.
I don't know what it is. What is it, Jessica? What did she say?
We're trying to figure out. We go style, sucker, blank. I almost read it. Blank, blank, Jay Sean. Down. We have other stuff to get to here.
All right.
Trevor Noah tickets. Let's go. Oh, wait.
Me and my friend are here to make tacos.
Nothing says Toledo like tacos, trivia, and Eric Chase. We've got two of the three right now.
Oh, my tacos. It's Taco Tuesday.
On Q105's The Morning Reboot.
Hopefully you're not too tacoed out from Cinco de Mayo festivities the other day. The block of Poco Loco, Adams, was just bonkers.
It was. It was a good time, though.
All right. Call right now, 419-240-1055. I forgot. You want to grab that if you would? Today's theme, acknowledging or honoring or recognizing that last week the Sonic the Hedgehog trailer came out. The theme for today's trivia questions is video games. Video game trivia. Becky? Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Today's theme, video games. How is your knowledge of video games?
Not very good at all.
Well, it's general stuff. We're not going to dig real deep here. I'm not going to ask you to, like, identify the third most popular player in Fortnite, okay?
Great.
No, I'm not. All right, here we go. And it's multiple choice, and you can ask Floyd for help. What year was the first Sonic the Hedgehog game released? 1991, 1989, 1995.
95.
By the way, if Becky struggles here, you can call in and see what answers she did or get right or wrong and go with that. All right, next up. Who is older, Mario or Luigi?
Mario.
What country is the origin of Tetris? France, the United States, Russia?
Russia.
Which of these video games hasn't had a movie made? Fortnite, Tomb Raider, Assassin's Creed?
Fortnite.
What is the first Nintendo game? I'm sorry, what's the first game to feature Mario in it? Mario Brothers, tennis, or Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong.
How many did she get right, Floyd?
She got all them right.
No, she didn't.
Wait, she didn't get the first one, did she?
You want to help her out? I'll ask again.
Okay.
What year was the first Sonic the Hedgehog game released? 1991, 1989,
1995. 91.
Do you want some help,
91.
Becky? Becky got.
I want some help, please, Floyd.
Becky got all five correct.
All right, Becky, because I was with you, because when he said the Sonic one, I put 91 and or 95, because I kept getting in mind, Nintendo came out first, but Sega was quickly after. We got this, Becky!
And yeah, Mario was the dude jumping over barrels in Donkey Kong. Mm-hmm.
Trying to save Paulette was her original name.
Are you sure?
I'm a stutterer. You already got this. You know I got
awesome.
This.
Awesome. Becky, Trevor Noah tickets. Hold on 1 second. 8:19 with the Morning Reboot on Q105. That was a lot easier than the music mix today.
I think I got it now.
You want it again?
Yeah. Hopes. Right? No? Yes. Am I wrong?
Yes, that's yes! The fourth song.
It only took me like 2 hours.
What's the third song?
I have no idea.
Floyd needs help with the third song. It's the Morning Reboot. You can text the show, 419-240-1055. If you're a boy mom, you will not want to miss the next segment, and you probably want to participate as well.
You can be the Despacito.
8:32 here on Q105. It's Eric and Floyd, the Morning Reboot. We're glad you're here with us. If you have to get away from us in a couple of minutes, that is, it's okay. Unless you're a striking nurse, you might have to go into work. you can get the podcast of today's show. Text the keyword Eric, E-R-I-C, to 419-240-1055. That's our Mike's Pizza and More text line, and you'll get the entire show from today if you text that around 10 o'clock or so. All right, I was working on a project the other day, and I have many friends who live this life. Christina, happy belated birthday. She has two kids.
Yes.
Both boys?
No, one girl, one boy. But the oldest is a boy.
Okay. If you have a little boy and you're a mom, happy early Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day week. This resonates with you, and we'd like to know what phrase comes out of your mouth or what word do you say the most when it comes to living that boy mom life? Listen close.
Boy mom? How different could it really be to be a boy mom?
Here, let me show you. So then the villagers kept coming, so I built a shelter and I put on the diamond armor and I got my diamond sword, and then I needed to get more food and I was looking for the fish, and then the creepers came.
I just cleaned this.
We could totally do Saturday and then...
So stop running! Stop running! Don't bring that in the house. Where did you even get that?
No, outside. Go, now.
Okay, we're washing your hair. We are going to wash your hair today. Stop splashing.
419-240-1055. What boy mom phrase or words do you use the most?
I don't even think there are words, like, because I'm thinking about how my mom was with me and then how my sister is with my nephew. We're disgusting. I'm just thinking about, like, the fart in the first one doesn't even compare. I know little girls fart, but, like, boys, we intentionally try to muster up, like, the strongest, loudest fart. And I know my mom's favorite words around me were, ugh, what do you want now? As with my sister, she would, like, do the same thing. She'd be like, yes, Tiana, what's wrong, baby? And say, but for me, it was like, ugh. What do you want now? Because boys are needy, especially when it comes to their moms.
The storytelling part was...
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Hi, who's this?
Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What boy mom thing do you say all the time?
He leaves his socks all over. He puts one pair of socks on a day, but I will find six pairs laying all over the floor.
It's like that's like the opposite of the laundry machine paradox. We're like, where do they go? They all come out with him, I guess.
I won't have to do a load of whites until I go looking in my house for his socks. Like, oh, now I have three loads of socks to do. Thanks, buddy.
That's crazy.
That's funny.
Thanks, Kelly. Have a good morning. 419-240-1055. The boy mom story or phrase you get the most. We have a lot of them on our Q105 Facebook page. Stop grabbing it. It's still there. And if you keep grabbing it, it will fall off.
Oh, that was my mom's favorite thing, Floyd.
Stop touching yourself.
Stop touching it.
Another one. Get your hands out of your pants. Stop picking your nose, for the love of God. Go sanitize your hands. Stop touching your sister. Put the toilet seat down. No, you cannot have more snacks. Get your fingers out of your nose. Did you fart? Pee in the toilet, not on it. Stop it. Sit in your brother, not fart. Stop eating the dog food. Careful, usually as he is in midair.
wait, mom. Parents and moms, do you guys ever do this? Is it, what is wrong with you? That was my mom's favorite thing. What is wrong with you? I'm like, nothing's wrong. What is wrong with you? And they want an answer. So, sons, if you're listening, when a parent asks you that, be prepared to have a sworn statement.
There's a lot of touching. There's a lot of touching themselves, and there's a lot of peeing on the toilet seat. Wow, stop screaming. God help me. Please go wash your hands. I'm going to be the one patient woman after I raise you two boys, but I love them regardless.
Let me be the son rights crusader right now, mothers out there who yell at your son, and I did it recently, and I didn't even know I did it. I was at my mom's house, and I peed on the toilet seat, and she was like, Floyd! I go, what? She goes, you pissed on my toilet seat. And I go, no, I didn't. Because, you know, that's the first thing. She goes, yes, you did. I'm a 35-year-old man. I go, well, technically, it's your fault. You taught me how to pee and be potty trained. And she goes, you didn't lift the toilet seat. I go, well, maybe you skipped that part of your training. Yes, I fought with my 61-year-old mother when I trickled on her toilet
Wrong.
Seat.
419-240-1055. Let me play these again. I like these are funny.
Boy mom? How different could it really be to be a boy mom?
Here, let me show you. So then the villagers kept coming.
So I built a shelter
and I put on the diamond armor and I got my diamond sword, and then I needed to get more food and I was looking for the fish, and then the creepers came.
I just cleaned this. We could totally do Saturday and then just stop running. Don't bring that in the house. Where did you even get that? No, outside. Go now. Okay, we're washing your hair. We are going to wash your hair today. Stop.
So to elaborate on the story.
Hold on one second. Hey, who's this?
This is Katie.
Hi, Katie. What are the boy mom phrases you use all the time?
Don't poop in the yard.
Whoa. why has that come up? Do you have dogs and they do it and then he decided to do it?
Yeah, he just turned 3 and he's been potty training, and his grandma taught him to pee outside. So yesterday he thought he could poop outside and dropped his pants and tried to go.
Okay. Let me just leave some toilet paper out there on the fence for him.
Oh, I grabbed him before he went.
Thanks very much. Have a good morning.
I taught my nephew to pee outside. My mom was just like, why does he keep wanting to pee outside? I go, I don't know.
The storytelling?
Okay, so the storytelling goes back to my mom. So I would play Power Rangers with her, and I'd be like, okay, Mom, so now you got to do this and do that. And she's like, well, we're going to take this person and then go over there. I'm like, no, Mom, that's not how that works. Like, it's a 50-50, like, explaining to your mom how to play your toys, your favorite toys, and then her taking over. And then at the end, every son has done this. You just wash your hands of your mother in that moment and walk away. And you always hear her say, what? Are we done? Yeah, we're done. And I remember being 10 years old and my mom did something wrong with like the Green Ranger, because the Green Ranger became the White Ranger, but she couldn't understand why the Green Ranger became the White Ranger. I was like, I don't have time to explain this to you, woman.
Right.
Okay, so.
Like, I have a very important plot and storyline, you know what I mean? Like, here.
I'm literally following it as it was aired on TV this Saturday.
And you're ruining it.
You're ruining it. And like, I just remember like, I don't want to play no more. And I like walked away. I know she was just dumbfounded, like, what? Are we done? Absolutely, we're done. I remember being 10 years old and like looked at her and go, and I don't want to play Power Rangers with you anymore. Like slammed the door, like threw myself on the bed. Like, why doesn't she understand that the Green Ranger became the White Ranger and the White Ranger's a good guy now, but the Green Ranger was a good guy from the beginning, And like, so kudos to moms out there, because your boys are a lot more dramatic than your daughters. I'm telling you that now.
When it comes to action figures,
when it comes to like how we play.
Last summer, when I listened to that boy mom thing and I listened to the kid or her telling the story, it takes me back to last summer with my ex and her son. Mm-hmm. And that, like, they have like every, like you just illustrated, mm-hmm. every detail is perfectly ironed out, even though it makes little to no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, and boys will be the first one to let you know when you're wrong, because we won't say anything. We'll just stop and stare at you like, what are you doing? Like, why don't you know this? Like, it's, yeah. So kudos to all the moms out there.
Also on our Q105 Facebook page, I hope these two aren't in succession. From Leanne, get your hands off your penis. Ugh, get your finger out of your nose.
This is some wandering thing. I'm reading them right now, too.
I hope that like those are not like in consecutive touching fashion.
I like the stop eating dog food from Kathy. Why is your son eating dog food?
Thank you for the phone calls. Thank you for the text messages there, and also leaving those on our. Oh, why are you twerking all over the place?
That's a millennial parent right there.
Probably just copying after mom. You can text in yours, 419-240-1055. Is Floyd still trying to figure this out?
If it's right, I can't take credit. This is from a caller, Connie. Is it the Lauren Daigle song, the Not Adele?
You say?
Yeah.
No.
No, Connie, we tried, girl.
Nope, sorry.
It's a boy.
I can't believe you can't get.
That's making me so angry.
There is something very distinctive about it.
I still got 45 minutes. We good.
We will go over some of the exotic and campy with intention Met Gala looks when we get back. Before 9 o'clock, we'll get to that. And we also have your national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff on the way. 8:55. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. Eric and Floyd on Q105. Hey, that's from this.
I don't know that third song. I think I might just throw in the towel and take the L.
I was thinking about telling you. I'll I'll tell you after we do entertainment here.
Okay.
HBO made fun of itself after eagle-eyed Game of Thrones viewers spotted a modern-day coffee cup in the episode the other night named The Last of the Starks. The latte that appeared in the episode was a mistake. Daenerys had ordered an herbal tea. In an email to Variety, Game of Thrones art director Hauk Richter said it's not uncommon for items to end up misplaced on the set, go unnoticed, and appear in the final cuts of movies and TV shows. Things can get forgotten on the set. The coffee cup error has been so blown out of proportion because it has not happened with Thrones so far. Yeah, but like, so many people watch. So many people were on set. So many people work on this in post-production. You know that, like, Reddit is watching this show's every move for hints how things would end. And as myself and others believe, that this is another symbolic detail of the lack of detail and the speed which they seem to be going through this final season. And a great meme. So do you know, like when the characters get introduced, it's like, Daenerys Targaryen, blankety blank, blankety blank, mother of dragons.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody.
Wait, she's a girl?
Daenerys Targaryen? Yeah. The blonde.
I thought that was a dude.
You thought the blonde was a dude?
No. I thought the name, because I've only seen the names of the characters.
So, Daenerys.
Yes. I like her.
Somebody did a meme of her coffee cup, like if she were to get it at Starbucks with that name and wrote all that stuff on the side of the cup.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, that's funny. I like that. So, backtracking on you, because I need to know. So, is this blunder new in this season? Like, these blunders, like how you said, like how they're rushing it?
Yeah.
Is it just this season, or, like, have you seen it, like, seasons before where you're like,
no,
why are you doing this?
It's been this season. Like people geographically go hundreds of miles like that, where in the past it took them episodes and episodes, and it's just like, it seems like they're rushing to the finish line here.
Okay.
And it's very out of character for that show. Adam Sandler revealed that he wasn't fully prepared for his emotional Chris Farley tribute the other night. It was scheduled, but it kind of got sprung on me quick. I had to mentally get ready, because when I was singing the Farley song in the studio in rehearsals, I kept getting really upset because I just loved being in 8H, the studio. It was making me upset. During his first time hosting SNL, Sandler performed the show dedicated to his late friend and SNL alum. The song highlighted some of Farley's memorable characters and sketches on SNL. Sandler took a walk down memory lane and sang about his time spent with Farley throughout the tribute. The song also included emotional lyrics about his kids watching old clips of Farley on the show. He also was trying to talk to himself and keeping an eye on his family out in the audience. Oh, man, you got to stay calm, stay calm. Nobody wants to see you cry like an idiot the whole song, you know? I think we would have been completely okay had he broken down.
Because that whole, I think, when I think of SNL, like, I grew up in the era with, like, Anna Gascar, Sherry O'Terry, Will Ferrell, Jimmy Fallon was a featured artist. So, like, I was not that group with Farley, Adam Sandler, Rob Schneider, but I feel like when you think of SNL cast, that was such a close-knit cast. Like, they did everything together. Like, when you think of Adam Sandler, Chris Farley and David Spade were literally right behind him. Or when you talk about David Spade, you're like, oh, Chris Farley, like, Phil Hartman is part of that group too, you know what I mean?
Another death.
Yeah, so I just, when you think of, like, the SNL, the history of SNL, they have their group of people. Like, for me, it's like Kristen Wiig, Kenan Thompson now, but like, it's just, that's like, when I think of SNL, I think of that meat of people, because they did like all those B-rated movies together.
Yeah.
And like, they just did stuff.
Rob Schneider.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that whole group is just, that is like cast goals. Is you, the Phil Hartmans, the Chris Farley, the David Spades. Was Chris Rock part of that trio, that little group area too, in that cast-ish
probably
area?
Yeah.
So
he bounced quick.
Mm-hmm.
And not to overanalyze this, but you have me thinking, I wonder if we now assign like SNL cast to times in our life, and I wonder if those casts in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s stayed together longer and were more close-knit because they didn't have all these other opportunities to go to movies and things.
Right.
So they just...
I see what you mean there.
They were
I love
at the top
that.
Of the mountain. Like,
yeah.
I'm doing SNL. Why would I want to do this crappy movie?
Right. But, and yeah, he might, like, so for me, like, you have, like, your Leslie Jones now, your Kenan Thompson, your Kate... I can't think of her last name right now, but, like, Each era of SNL, they have those group of people. And like I said, I'm from the Molly Shannon, Anna Gasker, Will Ferrell, Jimmy Fallon era of SNL. And I can only imagine how people, when Adam Sandler did come back, those diehard SNL fans, I wonder if they got like the nostalgia and the feels when he did that tribute.
A couple of talking points from the Met Gala. Lady Gaga got completely undressed. Cardi B was dressed like a period.
I don't know what that was.
Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes made their very first public appearance as a couple, and they looked great. She was wearing like a holographic 3D purple dress. He was dressed pretty normally, considering the theme was camp in fashion. Jared Leto was carrying a head of Jared Leto. Zendaya was a Disney princess. Harry Styles and Kendall Jenner reconnected, and Harry Styles wore a blouse that showed his nipples, and Celine Dion was probably the most memed of the night. She wore a very elaborate headdress that looked like something from Maleficent or Asgard.
Oh, Celine, she's living her life now.
Any other things jump out at you from Met Gala?
It wasn't campy, but Little Miss Sierra's little 70 disco glam goddess look. Bitch, she looked good. Okay, I had to do it.
Janelle Monáe wore a blinking eyelash on her boob.
Probably the most underrated, as we're talking about all these other A-list celebrities. Like, when you think of camp and then you think of, like, because it's Vogue, the Met Gala, she did it good. It was campy and fashion forward and edgy, and her boob blinked. It's good.
You can blink your boob.
You can blink your boob.
You've got this boob, guy. All right, last time, and I'll tell you what it is. This is going to rock you.
This is going to make me so angry, isn't it?
More than Ariana, which was it Side to Side? So the first song is Style. You got that. The second song is Sucker by Jonas Brothers. The fourth is High Hopes. The fifth is Jay Sean Down.
I got the all third, of them except
the third one. Song. The third song. One more time. The third song is Bebe Rexha, Meant to Be.
Shut your mouth. That even never crossed my mind. Good old Bletta. When all else fails, we just say Bletta. You know I get that every time I'm out. Why do you call her Bletta?
Because you hate her.
No, because that's her name.
And you hate Halsey.
I love Halsey.
And you hate the East Side song.
I love... No, East Side. you love me.
You're I thought you'd be me. More upset with that you didn't get that.
I'm kind of mad because it's a fairly new song to me because I just started enjoying it.
Because it's kind of country-ish?
I'm an after-the-fact type person when it comes to music.
By the way, your national keyword is call. You can text that to 95819 and try to win the $1,000 payoff.
Q105 Studios sponsored...
9:10 on Q105 with the morning reboot. Before we jump into Jeffy McGee, one more time, your national keyword to text to win the $1,000 payoff is call, C-A-L-L. Text that to 95819. And he is here at 9:10, our pop culture guru. Hi, Jeff.
Can you smell it? Can you feel the excitement, the potential of a good video game movie? This is possible this week.
This is Floyd. He's the Pokemon.
I'm excited.
The early reviews have actually been quite good for Detective Pikachu. And of all the video game movies to break the pattern, who would have guessed Detective Pikachu would be the one that would do it? But there you go. By early accounts, it's actually a pretty darn good movie, and they're calling it to do reasonably good box office this weekend. They're calling in the mid-50s, probably somewhere in there for the opening weekend. And part of that, at least a good part of that, is due to the fact that Ryan Reynolds is a pretty darn hot commodity right now, and he was the unlikely but somehow perfect choice to play the voice of a speaking Pikachu. So, and that was kind of what has generated a lot of the hype for this. So.
And at first when I saw the trailer, I was mad. I was like, Pikachu doesn't talk, but then I realized that Pikachu's trainer is the only one that can understand him. So right, I'm like, that makes sense. So I was back in. I was like, I'm in. But you can't give Pikachu a man's voice.
But that makes it even funnier, really. And Reynolds has a great, you know, comedic timing to his vocal performance anyway, and so really it works really well for this. And so as a result, what we are going to do is look back on the career of Mr. Reynolds, the highs and lows, and you will definitely pick out the lows in this one. So
is that our theme this week?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Congratulations.
We're not going to do Deadpool.
Apparently, I said to Floyd over the break, are you ready to revel in the glory of Ryan Reynolds? And apparently he did not really think what we were talking about.
I thought
about
you were talking about Detective Pikachu. Well, yes, I was. I'm so ready.
I was, but at the same time, we're also looking back at his movie career in the trailer game. So we're going to see if Floyd's prediction is correct. Let's start with number one on the list, please.
Sorry, I got to run. Make yourself at home, okay? There's water in the tap.
Hal, you're late. This test today.
Green Lantern.
That is Green Lantern.
Oh, his name is Hal in that movie. Yeah. Okay. Deadpool. I fell asleep in that movie.
Deadpool tryouts.
Not really. That was supposed to be the big deal. In fact, that was the kickoff of DC really getting going in the movie business.
And that's right.
And it didn't quite go there. Yeah. Very true. Very true. So, Eric, one. Floyd, nothing. Let's go to number two on the list, please.
This isn't about my second raise, is it?
Margaret, your visa application is denied. You're being deported.
Deported?
The proposal?
Like very well done, Eric. I thought that would be, I would give Floyd at least a chance by throwing a rom-com
in there. I've never heard of that movie.
That was with Sandra Bullock, where she played a woman who was getting deported and then suddenly acted like Ryan Reynolds, her secretary, was getting married to her.
Where's she getting deported to?
Canada.
Oh, that was Lord. Yeah. We keep them here now.
And the irony of him being Canadian.
Yeah, yeah, that's the point. Yeah, that's the really big thing.
I'm gonna get one.
All right, you're gonna try here. Eric, two. Floyd, nothing. Number three on the list of the Ryan Reynolds week.
You're probably thinking this was a superhero movie, but that guy in the
Deadpool
suit just turned that other
finally,
guy into a
bomb. Got Eric! Eric, let's be real here.
I thought it would be too obvious and it wouldn't be in it, but so I was confused. Sorry.
You didn't think I would put Deadpool in a Ryan Reynolds week collection? For goodness sake.
I thought we kind of tacitly agreed that we wouldn't do that one.
Nah, we didn't tacitly agree anything on this one, thank you.
Tell him that. Take my point.
No tacit with Jeff and Jim.
All right. Eric 2, Floyd 1. We're Ryan Reynolds week as we go to number 4 on the list.
I love this place.
His popularity is unrivaled.
Van Wilder?
Very well done.
That's the National Lampoon's movie, right?
Yeah. Well, it was National Lampoon's in name. Basically, that was by the time, and we're still in that time, where National Lampoon doesn't really do a heck of a lot except license their name out for things. And literally, the story behind that one is they made this movie called Van Wilder, and then they showed it to test audiences. And then as a trial, they showed it to a test audience as National Lampoon's Van Wilder, found that it tested considerably better because people have a lot of nostalgia for the name National Lampoon, and then they licensed the name National Lampoon and put it on the movie.
What year was that?
2002. Reaching back, so I know.
After the pizza show.
Two guys go to the pizza place.
Wednesdays at 8 on ABC. All right, so... Eric has already won, but we're going to go ahead and finish it up.
I'm going to finish strong. Let's go.
Number 5 on the list, please.
I'm a AAA rated executive protection agent.
Deadpool 2!
No.
It's the man in the world.
I don't know.
My job is to keep you out of harm's way.
Samuel L. Jackson?
Correct.
I don't know. He's the bodyguard.
You're close.
I don't know what it's called.
The Hitman's bodyguard.
Yes,
Thank you very much.
Which is getting a sequel.
Getting a sequel this year, oddly enough. I mean, it really didn't do much of anything, and yet at the same time, somehow we're getting a sequel, because ultimately, at this point, it's not just about the domestic gross. You're talking international, which is why everybody's going gaga over Avengers already being the second highest grossing movie of all time, when in America... it's only cracked like number 9 right now. It will get a lot higher than that, but it's internationally is where it's gone huge numbers at this point.
Those Chinese people love our Avengers.
Yes, indeed.
9:15 with the morning reboot. More to come with Jeff McGee. Some things to watch, some things to play, some things to download. You can text the national keyword call to 95819 to win the $1,000 payoff. You have 4 minutes to get that done. Good luck.
Say, 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 hey, hey, now, baby.
9:22. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd Jeffy McGee is here with us. You can get the full podcast of today's show once we finish it. So somewhere around 10 o'clock, you can text the keyword Eric to our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055, and get all of the content of today's show in about 40 minutes. Jeff's here with us to drop some things for us to kill some time with.
If you're looking for a way to make yourself entertained this week and not have to spend big bucks wandering out to a movie theater or elsewhere. I've got some things you can watch at home. If you want to go back 20 years, believe it or not, the first movie was 20 years ago now. And even then, go back another 30 years, considering the theme of the movie, Austin Powers, the original, is on Netflix now.
For the first time ever?
I don't know if it's the first time ever, but it's definitely back on there, you know, or a new one arrival this month.
Talk about camp for the Met Gala.
That used to be my favorite movie when I was younger.
You want
to
shag?
I want to try to watch it now. Yeah. It'd probably be so hard to get through.
It's a lot of fun. It's still a very funny movie. Right? And if you want to keep on going from there, I know the sequel at least is up there. The Spy Who Shagged Me is up there.
Maybe one of the most memed movies ever.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And also one of the movies that surprised with its video life, because ultimately the original movie, you know, did fine. It did like $65 million, which back in 1999 was still a considerable sum. But then the sequel came out and did like over double that, because ultimately it did such a killing on DVD. So ultimately it is one of those things where I think a lot of people, you know, took to it well after its initial theatrical run. Actually, I'm backwards. Thank you. The 1996 movie was the original movie. 99 was the sequel.
Okay.
Because that was the summer of Star Wars, and that was the second episode one fervor was that summer. And that was the second most anticipated movie of that year as a result. Meanwhile, anybody remember Lucifer,
the Fox show?
Ran for 3 seasons, got canceled, but it was picked up by Netflix, and season 4 will be debuting this week for streamability and your binging credits.
I've seen some people very excited about that.
Mm-hmm. It was one of those shows that didn't really ever capture a huge audience, but captured a fervent audience. Yeah. And so ultimately, I think they're going to be really happy that show is back. Also, if you're looking for to catch up on a modern big hit horror series, the first Insidious movie comes to Netflix on May 9th.
Too scary?
That movie messed my life up. I remember seeing that in the movie theater.
Insidious and Conjuring. What's the Conjuring?
The Conjuring series, which is blossomed now out into like 3 different spin-off series between Annabelle, The Nun, and The Curse of La Llorona.
The Nun. I can't think of what the third one was.
Yep. So 3 different spinoff series and the main series. And I can't remember her name. The woman that was based on actually passed away not too long ago.
Just
about a week ago. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for stuff on Amazon, Action Point, which is an interesting film, not necessarily because of the movie. That's the Johnny Knoxville movie about the dangerous amusement park. What people don't know is it was actually based on an actual amusement park called Action Park in New Jersey that was so infamous for being, you know, potentially dangerous that it had nicknames such as Traction Park and Class Action Park.
So that's funny.
So they made this movie as a kind of parody of it. So
we'll watch it before Cedar Point opens this weekend.
If you're looking for some family picks, Netflix has The Dark Crystal, which you're going to want to catch up on because they are making a sequel series to that. So you can check that out on
Amazon. They just released the stills of the characters online.
What is it? Is it animated or?
No, it's a live action. It was made by Jim Henson. This was one of his attempts to do something that was a little bit more mature. It was still family oriented, but it was a live action, you know, Muppet movie. And on Amazon, Frozen is on Amazon. Yeah, so you can check that out on there if you haven't ever seen that one.
You've never seen Frozen?
Mm-mm. I would check it out quickly because, frankly, it's probably going to get relocated to Disney's service before too long, and it's still on there. I also want to point out, new on Video On Demand, there's a movie called They Shall Not Grow Old. It's a documentary about World War I, and before you start, you know, glazing over, this was directed by Peter Jackson of the Lord of the Rings movies.
Okay.
And what he did was he took vintage World War I footage and made it into HD. So he, you know, corrected the speed. He added color. It looks like it was filmed yesterday. Okay. It is so incredibly clear. It's like eerie at some point. Mm. But it puts you really in the trenches of World War I in a way that we've never even seen before.
You can smell the mustard gas. give me a couple final bits, Jeff.
Last things. New on TV this week, if you want to check out the season 10 finale of Modern Family. It's already been around 10 years. It's going to be Wednesday night on ABC, and also on ABC on Friday, the season 6 premiere of Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., the only Marvel series that seems to have not been canceled in the last 2 months. But you can still check that out, and it's already been renewed for season 7. So there you go.
Were you ever a fan of that?
Not really.
I never got it. I remember trying to watch the first episode. I said, okay, we'll give it like...
It apparently got a lot better over time, but at the same time... Yeah. I don't know if anybody was willing to jump back in at that
Rodney
point.
Rodney begged me to watch it. Begged me. He's like, it got... And I tried... No.
I think he's... honestly... I think he's the one who's like, you need to give this show a shot. And I was like, yeah, it's great. You know, I never followed through. I was like,
characters didn't appeal to me. Did see one final thing if I could throw it out there. Sure. I saw a teaser banner for Jessica Jones, the final season coming.
Mm-hmm. They're going to try and make sure that they get as much money as they can before they lose the rights to everything.
So. 928. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, as always.
Detective Pikachu this weekend. You going to go?
Yes.
105. Used to dream about a space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. Des Moines Region's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
Good to be back on Twitter. Good to be back. Good to be back.
Welcome back.
From Liz Skalka. Liz is one of the writers at The Blade. Good morning. Are you trying to get my attention and I'm right in front of you? Am I on a call or are we talking? Am I even part of this conversation? New wireless earbuds are about to make me your most insufferable coworker.
I bought me some finally.
Wireless earbuds?
I did. I didn't buy the pods. I bought another brand, but like, I enjoy them so far.
Good.
And that was, you know, I was a Cords Right activist.
Yes, you were.
I was a Cords Right crusader. But like now I'm like, oh, I've made the switch. I like them.
What do you got?
All right, so I have from @TrustedMother. This goes back to our topic earlier. She goes, silence is golden unless you have kids. Then silence is suspicious. #boymom.
100.
100%.
9:42 with the morning reboot. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. Russ will have your next national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff around noon today. We have lots of cool contests going on. Try to win them on our website, Q1055.com. As for this show, if you'd like to listen to any part of it, if you just tune in at 7, or you tune back in now, you're hearing this now, obviously, but if you missed part of the show, grab the podcast. It'll be posted shortly. Text the keyword Eric to our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. Eric to that text line number. Thanks again to Mike Buck, State Farm, Pennsylvania. #SomePig, our sponsor. 5:45 till 10 tomorrow. We'll be here then on Q105, and we hope you join us on the morning reboot. Q105.